Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Monday, April 4th, and yes, you can tell I am not in the studio. Obviously, I sound very remote. I'm distant right now. I did not bring the podcasting equipment to our little spring break getaway, and Rob is going to sound way better than me because he is in the studio like the hardworking, excellent producer that he is. But unfortunately, it is a kind of a bummer of a Monday. I hate to start the week on bad news, but the LA Lakers ain't going to the playoffs. Your boy was way, way wrong. We're going to dive into the Lakers, the trade Anthony Davis stuff. Obviously, Frank Vogel is toast. And we'll obviously get to the best bet for the national championship tonight, UNC Kansas. You guys know I'm already heavy on Kansas from the Calcutta. We'll get to that at the end of the podcast. But Rob, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the sense of feeling I had on, I guess it was Friday night, that the Lakers had a game against the Pelicans at Crypto or Crypt Arena, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, LeBron's playing heroic. He has 21 in the third. And then in the fourth, you knew it took a lot out of LeBron in the third. And he didn't have the legs at 37 in the fourth. He had 2 points in the quarter. Nobody else stepped up, obviously. And the Lakers lose. But it's weird. I wasn't like totally stunned. I guess it was more of a they're limping to the finish line and maybe they'll make it. No, they didn't make it. It was almost like that guy who tries to jump across a building, you know, or building rooftop, and you're like, ooh, he's not gonna make it. Maybe he's gonna make it. No, he didn't make it. And the Lakers just kind of fell flat on their face, Rob. LeBron with the air ball to end it. And I'm not gonna lie, I know you guys think I'm a big Laker homer, but I live in LA. Like, the prospect of going to Laker playoff games would have been awesome. They won the championship in the bubble, didn't go to get to go to playoff games. And now an uncertain future. We know Frank Vogel's toast. what do you do with Anthony Davis? And then I think the bigger question, Rob, that I don't think enough people are asking. The Lakers gave LeBron the keys last summer and said, you want Russell Westbrook? You really do? Okay, you got him. LeBron got what he wanted. Him and AD wanted Russell Westbrook. So now you have this summer, after missing the friggin' playoffs, I don't think you can hand LeBron the keys and say, listen, I know you built some stuff in Cleveland and Miami and even here in LA. You pulled all the right levers. Well, now you're going to be turning 38 come December, and you're screwed up with the Westbrook move, and it's going to end up – we're going to have to attach a first-round pick to whatever deal we have to move him. We're going to make the calls, LeBron. You cool with that? Because I think that's where we're headed, Rob. I don't think you can just let LeBron dictate the biggest moves this offseason.
No, I mean, it's been very clear over the last few months. And yes, America, you hear how much cleaner I sound than our man Jason McIntyre? It's because I can't afford to go on a five-star resort vacation to parts unknown. I just can't do it. But no, I mean, it's been well documented. You know, The Athletic, Yovan Buha, friend of the show, you know, Bill Oram, you had a friend of the show, Eric Pincus, all kind of reporting, especially since the All-Star break, about the rift, so to speak, between LeBron and the front office. And, you know, LeBron's camp really put it out there that they didn't agree with the team's decision to stand pat at the deadline. And then, you know, LeBron's camp putting out, while we didn't push for the Russell Westbrook trade, you know, we were presented a series of options and we agreed to all of them. And the Lakers just happened to chose the Russell Westbrook trade. It's like, no, that's not how it happened. And you know, it's not how it happened. But the problem with all this is that LeBron doesn't want to leave Los Angeles. Like he's comfortable being in LA. He's made a ton of entertainment moves off the court since he's been here. And the Lakers know it's not good business to let go of superstars. That's one thing that they definitely do not do. Say what you want about them being a mom and pop operation, but they don't let their stars leave for nothing. And so in this situation, it's going to be some uncomfortable conversations this offseason. You know, like they're not going to be able to just mortgage the future and say, here's Russell Westbrook and 2 first-round picks for John Wall or something like that, you know, just so they can win right away. But there's also not going to be a situation where it's Russell Westbrook and 2 first-round picks for 4 average players from the New York Knicks who might make you from a 10 seed to like a 6 seed. Like, that's not what they're going to do either.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, Rob, did you see the guy who sent me the tweet? Julius Randle, Kemba Walker, I forget who the other guy was, and some other cast off for Russell Westbrook, and the Lakers have to attach a first round pick to that. Does Julius Randle and Kemba Walker do anything for you?
Absolutely. I mean, considering where they're at now, you know, like the bar is very low. Wow, I mean, joked around because it was Stephen Bondi from, I think he's the New York Daily News. He put out a tweet saying with the way that Julius Randle is kind of tanking this season and his body language, that he's basically just become an albatross of a contract and they're going to have to attach him to get rid of him. I'm like, well, if that's the case, I'll give you Russell Westbrook and a first round pick for Julius Randle and Evan Fournier or something like that. But
well, just hold on. One more thing, Rob. When you think about it, if the Knicks want to position themselves for Zion, right? You want that expiring Russell Westbrook deal that has value heading into the season. I know people scoff, Westbrook stinks, but this is the last year of his deal, right? He's going to opt into the player contract, and then he's off the books. And if you're the Knicks and you think we want Zion, but we can't get Zion this offseason, maybe next offseason. I don't know. That's trying to make sense, but. That's probably also coming from my Laker fan.
No, but you know what? I think you're actually on the right train of thought because I've been saying all along, I was on other people's podcasts, not this one, so I'm not going to plug it, where they talked about, you know, what's the plan this offseason? And we've known for 3 or 4 months now that Russell Westbrook was not going to be part of next year's roster. So my thought was the only, to me, realistic option out there is if you're able to trade Westbrook and at least one unprotected, I might have to send 2, but at least one to Indiana for some combination of Malcolm Brogdon and Miles Turner or Buddy Hield. And the reason being is that Indiana's a small market. They don't want to be locked into big contracts. They don't want to pay the luxury tax. They're trying to get off of money. That's number one. Number two, they already have their backcourt of the future in Chris Duarte and Tyrese Halliburton. So if they can get off that Brogdon deal, which I believe goes for another 4 years after this one, that's something that you can talk an Indiana Pacers team into is, hey, here's Russ's expiring. You buy him out. You move on free and clear. Here's some first-round picks or a first-round pick for your trouble. Maybe we throw in Talen Horton-Tucker because he's a young guy with some upside. And that's the way you can sell it. Otherwise, I don't know who or where you're going to be able to send him that is, like, it actually makes sense for both parties.
How about this? Remember last year, Talen Horton-Tucker, Rob, was the guy. Well, he's untouchable. You can't deal with him. We cannot lose Talen Horton-Tucker. I mean, we're going to lose Caruso. That stinks, but not THT. Dude, he did not play a minute, Rob, in the deciding game of the season against the Pelicans. Now, I don't know if he was hurt or just nailed to the bench like Austin Reeves. Rob, I didn't understand the substitution pattern at all. And by the way, Vogel's toast. There's no chance he's coming back. I feel bad for the guy. He lives near me. One of my neighbors who I play pickup ball with is like, hey, we should invite Frank Vogel. I was like, this was months ago. I was like, really? Would he play? He's like, I'm sure he's athletic. I'm sure he could play. I was like, all right. And now I texted my buddy. I was like, yo, Vogel, I'm sure he's selling his house. Does he want to get in some runs before he moves out of L.A.? Because he can get another job. He did win the bubble title, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean.
No, it's not like he's total garbage.
No, he's not without blame either because, like you mentioned, some of his rotations, especially on Saturday night in what was basically the deciding game. I know Sunday was the nail in the coffin with Denver. But he sat Austin Reeves, DMP CD, who had been starting for like 20 straight games. And he sat THT as well, who was, you know, hasn't been playing well anyways because of an ankle injury. But when they asked him about it on Sunday against Denver, like, why didn't those guys play? Why did Austin not play on Sunday? He said, well, it was like a playoff atmosphere and I wanted to go with the guys I could trust.
No.
And it's like, yeah, okay, so you really trust DJ Augustine, who's been with your team for 6 minutes, or you trust no offense,
Wayland
Gabriel, who I think is going to be cool down the road, but you trust him more than the guy who's been starting for you for 20 games. So Vogel's not without blame, but at the same time, he's going to be the guy who takes the biggest, you know, sword for this season because he's going to get fired. We all know that, and I don't think. There's not much he could have done differently that would have had a different result.
Yeah. I guess, you know, the AD stuff, you know, let's see what they can get for Russ. I know he just came back, Rob, from missing a while, but AD did not look dominant on Friday night against the freaking Pelicans. He just did not. I mean, the injury history, could it catch up with him? Like, but the thing is, like, what's the market for Anthony Davis? Like, if you make one call about Anthony Davis and it gets out there, like, that's not a good look.
Yeah,
AD was coming into the season, like, AD was what? Look, considered like a top, I don't know, top 11, 12 player in the league?
Oh, higher than that. Coming into this season, he was probably 5 or 7.
And now you're looking to trade him? So that's the part where it's like, all right, let's not get irrational. Let's keep Anthony Davis. Let's get a new coach. Let's dump Westbrook for whatever we can get. And then they got a lot of expirings. I think Melo, Ellington, all those dudes are one-year deals.
Look, I would be surprised if anybody – well, let's imagine that they're not going to trade Anthony Davis just because in the words of Nick Wright, who was on the herd last week, tell me what you're going to get for Anthony Davis. And I can't think of any scenario where what you're going to get is going to help you now to win a championship more than Anthony Davis will. That doesn't make any sense.
How about this?
Go ahead.
Trevor Ariza's expiring. Avery Bradley's expiring. Dwight Howard, Kent Bazemore. Malik Monk, which will hurt. But let's say the Celtics bow out in the first round, right? It will probably be because Robert Williams, the big center, who's been amazing for their defensive play. Would you consider a package centered around Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart?
For Anthony Davis, no. Because Anthony Davis is a difference maker, man. Like there's a reason why when the Lakers were good 2 years ago, when they were mostly healthy, it was because of Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Because when the two of them are healthy together, there's very few teams that can stop them. Like it takes a certain certain level of front office malpractice to not have a competitive team surrounded with Anthony Davis and LeBron James.
So Jaylen Brown is popping, you know, he's playing really well, but I did just look at his games played and, you know, he's not a model of consistency. That's for sure. Obviously there was the bubble year, but last year, 58 games, this year, 62. health is important, man. That's the problem with AD, Rob. He can't be healthy. If you're telling me 38-year-old LeBron next year is not going to have AD for 25 games, you're missing the playoffs again. Like, there's not a scenario where, you know, Julius Randle, Kemba, and you know, LeBron for half the season get you to the playoffs without AD.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this season is going to serve as something as a wake-up call, because one thing AD did say on Sunday after their game against Denver, where I think he kind of sees the writing on the wall, even though they're saying that we're going to win out and see what happens. I think the quote was, "We're not worried about the math." So it's like, okay, yeah. Sure. All right. Well, here's one thing he said after the game. He said, "The most frustrating part of this season is not being sure of what we could have been." So just implying that if we were healthy, we never know what would happen. I think that's bullshit. All right. Because yes, they were hurt. I understand. But them being hurt would be an excuse to not win a championship. Them being hurt would be an excuse to lose in the first round or second round to Memphis or Phoenix like they did last year. That's an excuse, but them being hurt the way they were is not an excuse to miss the play-in tournament and be, what is it, 16 games under 500. Like, them being hurt had nothing to do with them mailing it in Portland before the trade deadline, blowing 20-point leads to Oklahoma City. Like, that's just an effort thing. That is a leadership from the top that's saying, hey, I know that we're building ourselves for a championship. I know we're gearing up for the playoffs, but we got to stack these wins up along the way. And there was no sense of urgency whatsoever from this team until it was too late. And by then, they were too hurt to make a difference.
See, and you know why that he could get away with saying that? And I mean, I know you're crushing him, but because of the Sun series. And we all saw AD, LeBron healthy. They're leading the number two seed Suns. So Suns were the two, right?
Yes.
Lakers were seven on the plan. Leading 2-1 with a healthy AD. And he goes down. Like, I still think Lakers win that series.
I mean, do too.
You can't tell me otherwise.
I do
that
too.
Being said, I've got to stop mentioning Kendrick Nunn on this podcast, because I mentioned that guy for like 2 months, and it's like, bro, has he ever averaged 9 points in the game in a season? Yeah, I don't even know the answer.
Look, Kendrick Nunn is just a myth at this point. He didn't play at all this season.
Basically,
he didn't play at all. He missed from the
beginning. His stock went up though. Right.
You know what's funny? And I probably shouldn't say anything about Kendrick Nunn, because he's going to be an important part of the team next year. Just because I don't know if they'll be able to replace. Like, you know, he's going to opt into his deal. And it's like, who's going to trade for a guy who missed the whole season? So you're kind of stuck with him either way. So I'm going to try to be nice about Kendrick.
Yeah, he's going to be back, and he's going to be booed lustily if he doesn't show out pretty early.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope.
I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, let's do quick college basketball. Obviously, Duke, North Carolina, Final Four Saturday night was pretty incredible. Rob, where were you watching the game?
I was actually watching it at a, I watched half of it at a party. So, and then I got home and watched the second half while I was giving my daughter a bath. So while she was just
on your phone, or
no, I had my iPad set up there on the counter and she's over there splashing away with Woody and Buzz Lightyear. And I'm just sinking feeling. Cause you know, I'm in a big, bracket league and at Fox Sports Radio, I kind of made some money. If Duke would have ended up winning the title, I have the email. I can show it out on Twitter. People want it. That said, if Duke beats Kansas in the championship, Guerra wins the whole thing. So I'm halfway home and I'm like, all right, come on, Coach K. And then
halfway.
It didn't happen.
I mean, they were leading by one with like 90 seconds left.
I know. And hurt.
That's got to be crushing.
It hurt. So I was all Duke all the time on a Saturday night. And unfortunately, it did not come through for me.
Yeah, man. They had pulled off so many comebacks, the Texas Tech, Michigan State. You just expected it. And when they hit that three to go up one, I'm like, all right, just need one stop. And they couldn't get it. And then the missed free throws. Oh, Rob, you know, I will say I didn't get too wrapped up in the Coach K stuff. I didn't know he was there 40 years. I didn't realize it was like 42 years. Obviously, it's the end of an era. But, like, I thought about it more from a, like, I like watching Duke, man. Banchero is nice. By the way, I got a mock draft coming out either today or tomorrow for Fox. He's number one. And, yeah. This is Rob, you may laugh, but I had a text from a college basketball coach over the weekend who's like, I know you're doing a mock. He said, you better have these guys above Chet Holmgren. He listed like seven guys.
Wow.
So, I mean, listen, I'm not totally influenced by just him, but I moved Chet to number three. I put Jabari Smith two. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, Ben Carroll's got to be one.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm higher on Chet Holmgren than I guess that coach is. I think it's got to be either Banchero or Jabari Smith number one. Again, I didn't watch a ton of college basketball, but I talked to enough people who do watch a lot of college basketball. And it's pretty clear that Jabari Smith might have the most upside because he fits the prototype of what the NBA is going towards now. Long, can shoot, positionless basketball. I told you a few weeks ago on the podcast that I was my comp for Banchero was Derek Williams out of Arizona. And that wasn't a slight because Derek Williams coming out of Arizona was a monster. His problem was he got to an NBA that, you know, he was too slow to play three and he was too short to play four. Banchero is not going to have that problem because, again, the positionless basketball. So I don't think he shoots it as well as Franz Freshilla said, you know, the Carmelo Anthony comparison. But he is such a force with his size and just his body that I could see him being a multi-time all-star in the NBA, especially given that, you know, it doesn't matter that he might be only 6'8 without shoes on, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah. I mean, you say multi-time all-star, but when Giannis was coming into the league, right from the second division in Greece or whatever, nobody was saying this guy's going to win multiple MVPs.
No.
This guy is going to be a top 15 player. Like, things changed quick. Even Luka, when he was coming in, nobody was saying, like, this guy's going to be in the MVP running. He's going to be a one-man show, blah, blah, blah. Like, I mean, it happens quick. Now, it is interesting. Those are European guys who we hadn't seen as much as Banchero, who we've seen all season. But the Carmelo Anthony one is strong. He did shoot the three well against UNC. But anyways, it's disappointing he's not there. I don't feel as bad for Coach K as I do just the viewers. And by the way, not that I really care, but the ticket brokers, Rob.
Oh,
Rob,
yeah.
Found this interesting nugget that to get in, the worst seats were like $130 before Duke lost. After Duke lost, it's like $30, you know?
Which means,
like,
I can afford to go, which is nice.
Yeah,
otherwise, I wouldn't be able to go, but now I can afford to go.
But I mean, I guess if you're the Duke fans, you're just boozing it up heavily all throughout the weekend. And maybe you go and hate watch and root against UNC and the whole building is Kansas.
I guess, I mean,
I can't see Duke fans rooting for UNC being like, solidarity, ACC.
No.
That's not going to happen.
No.
They hate each other, right?
Yeah, of course. And then, you know, the thing about, I say what you want about Coach K. I know you didn't know he was coaching for 40 years or you know, what exactly the significance. I know we knew it was a big deal, but we didn't realize how big of a deal it was. The fact remains is, whether you're a Duke fan or not, the reason why that ticket was so expensive was because this is going to be history. You know,
yeah.
If it's Coach K's final game, or it could be his final game, if they win, that ticket is worth a ton, you know, later. You know, you can resell it, whatever. Even if they lose, hey, this is Coach K's final game in the national championship. They end up losing to Kansas. It's worth not as much, but it's worth something. If it's Carolina and Kansas, like, unless Baycott becomes like a Hall of Fame center, or Caleb Love becomes a Hall of Fame like a Vinnie Johnson microwave guard off the bench, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
This is just going to be I was at the 2022 championship game. There's no storyline. Yeah. There's nothing that adds extra significance to it. No offense to them, but it's just, when it comes to the ticket broker, things like that, if you have an extra element, an extra storyline to attach to it, that's what makes it so valuable. And in this case, this is just another championship game.
Yeah, it's funny. I know you guys are probably sick of hearing about the Calcutta, Rob, but our group was approached. So we have Kansas in the Final Four, and it just turns out that another guy, their group had the other three teams, Duke, UNC, and Villanova.
Wow.
That group approached us, Rob, and was like, hey, do you guys want to do some kind of deal? And our guys were like, wait a sec, Kansas is going to be favored against Villanova. They're going to win that, and then they're going to be favored in the final. Why are we doing a deal with you guys? They knew they did not have a good position when they approached us. And, you know, Villanova got smoked. That was wire to wire. And, Rob, I think Kansas, I know it's only four, but the come down for North Carolina after beating your rival, ending Coach K, the celebration they had after that game was like they won the championship, right?
Yeah.
All they're going to hear about, I mean, all it is, North Carolina pulls the upset. Coach K's done. Like, you still got another game to play. And I know some people are trying to compare this to when Duke beat UNLV that was undefeated, and then they came back and beat Kansas. The only problem is UNLV, like, was undefeated and had been a champion the prior year, but, like, there wasn't, like, a hated rival, your coach's right. final game. I just think this element is going to be too much for North Carolina to overcome. I think Kansas, I don't want to say they cruise, but the matchups are good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And their big kids should be able to handle Baycott. I think they do all right. I think I like Kansas to win and cover.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not like you have, you know, $50,000 riding on this game.
For the Calcutta, they just have to win. I don't mind saying the payout's $120,000, which would be nice. But remember, we had Gonzaga.
Yes.
And then we have to pay for Kansas. So
America, you know, he's not really making it because he's already down 70. So he's just trying to break even at this point.
Actually, it's a little bit of 75. And it's split like six ways. So, and not evenly, right? Some people put up more.
Right.
But anyways, but I also bet Kansas -4. I'm surprised it hasn't gone up. Like, the kid Caleb Love is incredible, right?
He's awesome.
If you're Kansas, you have seen what this guy can do in the second half. He killed your Bruins. He killed Duke. You got to just hug him up. You cannot let him beat you, right?
Yeah.
I think there's no way he beats him.
The thing that makes him the most dangerous, which is what UCLA learned the hard way, is he has no conscience. Like, the shot that he hit against Duke to put him up 4, they basically iced it, was a terrible shot. Like, it's early in the shot clock. You're trying to run clock so you can, you know, shorten the game. And he dribbles into a step back three over the outstretched arms of a 7 foot center. It's like, in what world is that a good shot? But because he has no conscience, he has an obscene amount of confidence in himself, and he's playing really well right now. So what would be a bad shot for most people isn't that bad of a shot for Caleb Love right now. Like, he's in a zone that I haven't seen in a while, at least in college basketball. So Kansas is going to have to, like, to your point, almost face guard him whenever he's on the floor, especially in the second half, because he's more likely to go off. But to your original point, I read several articles after the Carolina Duke game, and they're all talking about what happened. And the first two paragraphs were, number one, they ended Coach K's career. Second paragraph, they ended his final game at Cameron with a loss. Third paragraph, by the way, they play on Monday night against Kansas for the national championship.
Oh, by the way.
So, you know, I think that you're right on when the emotional exertion that they had and the come down that they're going to have after beating Duke and the way the media is portraying it. And, you know, I'm sure every question that they're going to get, the coaches are going to get before the game is like, what did it mean to beat Duke, Cooper Brown? And hey, how is it able to refocus your guys? And I think that's going to be a real thing. You know, either they're not going to be as up for the game as maybe they need to be, or what I think is more likely, they're still going to be on such a high coming in that they're going to be almost too excited. And they're not going to be able to settle down until 5-6 minutes in. And by then, who knows, with the way Kansas is playing right now, they could be down 10-12 points early.
Yeah. And the thing about Kansas is, like, they don't have one guy who's incredible. They've got, like, a bunch of really good guys. I mean, I think their leading scorer in the tournament was Remy Martin. He had 3 points against Villanova.
Right.
And it, like, didn't matter. They won. They led wire to wire. I'm just curious, is your interest level for tonight's game, Rob? Like, is this like, hey, wifey, I can't put the kid to bed. I gotta watch this game. This is super important. Or are you just not that locked in?
It's not the first part. You know, it's one of those ones where it's like, oh, if I'm going to miss it, it's okay. I'll just have my headphones in. I'll listen to the game as I'm doing something.
Okay.
You know, like,
right.
You know, it's unfortunate, but I think I speak for most of, you know, sports fans in America. You know, do I want to watch the game? Of course, but without the big marquee names in it, like the star players, without the Coach K factor, you know, it's hard to get super excited for something unless I'm going to be betting money on it or unless I have some kind of vested interest in it. And in this case, I don't think either team, you know, has a top five player on their roster, maybe not even a lottery player on their roster, depending on how you view Baycott. So I want to see it, but it's not like I'm going to, you know, cancel a bunch of plans to make sure I watch every second of it.
And I know some people are probably like, Jason, why aren't you hedging your Kansas action with North Carolina? And the simple fact that I don't think Carolina can win this game. I don't like the matchups. I think coming off the Duke game, I think Kansas, man, that defense is incredible. Kansas is deeper. North Carolina, Rob, had two guys play 40 minutes. Another played 39. Another played 36. That game went down to the wire. That was exhausting. And to come back 2 days later, no bench. I think Kansas wins this. With fair margin, I would say wins by like 7 to 10 points.
Wow.
Pretty convincing.
Wouldn't that be great, curious, though, in the world of college basketball after Bill Self had all those allegations go against him and he fought it. And then he goes and wins a national championship right afterwards. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I feel like we need to wrap up briefly, even though by the time this comes out, Tiger Woods may have made a decision. But the mere fact that he was entertaining the Masters on the heels of Phil Mickelson getting kicked out, kind of interesting, no? I mean, I'm not a massive golf guy. There are some edges I like to bet into there sometimes. Not always. I cannot imagine what the TV audience would be like if Tiger does play. That's going to be massive for the sport. Massive.
Yeah, well, I think that the Masters kind of let it slip on their social media late on Sunday night when they put out a little snippet video and it says, "Welcome back to Augusta National, Tiger." I don't think they put that welcome back video out there if he's just planning on testing out his knee or his back or whatever it is. That I don't think it's his back this time. To test it out and then not ultimately play. I think that they know he's going to play. So they're going to, as soon as this game ends tonight, you're going to see a full court press from the media and from the Masters people. You know, Tiger's coming. Tiger's coming. Tune in on Thursday. Tiger's coming. So I think that's what you're going to see.
I mean, he was supposed to maybe never play golf again after that accident.
Right.
You know, his car was totaled. It was awful. I just wonder, what's the rush? Is this like it's got to be a personal thing, right? Like, I don't see why you would want to rush back after such a grotesque, brutal injury. There was like a question of whether he'd walk straight well again.
Right.
You know,
I think with Tiger, he's one of those, he's a different kind of guy. You know, he's cut from that Michael Jordan, you know, Kobe Bryant, Tom Brady, you know, cloth where it means more to him than just playing. Like, he has to compete. Whether he's going to be performing well or at his best doesn't matter. Just he needs to find ways to push himself and push his body and push his mind to ways to limits that most people would find uncomfortable. And I think with him, he took it as a personal challenge to get back out there. And even though he kept saying the right things for a long time, saying, you know, I may never play again and I'm comfortable with it. I don't think he ever was really comfortable with the idea of not playing golf.
Yeah.
And so it's only fitting that if and when he makes his comeback, which I think will be this upcoming week, it's going to be at a course that he's dominated. It's going to be on the biggest stage. So it's kind of right up his alley.
How about Tom Brady coming out of retirement? I wonder if Tiger saw them, was like, hold up, Brady's coming back at, wait, how old is he again? He's 53. You know, I was like, why can't I come back in golf? I mean, really, I know it's not the physical toll of football, but the mental toll is the aspect of Tiger that I'm worried about.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he'll come out and play, and I'm sure we'll get the official announcement maybe in the next 24, 48 hours. I think he'll come out and play. The ratings will be through the roof on day one and day two, and then he'll probably miss the cut, you know, just because it's I don't think it's...
Well, that's going to be the most popular question. Will Tiger make the cut or miss the cut? Would you bet that?
I would bet that he would miss it.
He dominates this course. He knows it. I don't know that I bet against him in this spot.
It's just a physical thing. Like to your point, you don't go from maybe not walking again to being able to compete at the highest level in like your first tournament back.
Yeah, I'm all of a sudden going to be playing 36 holes after I haven't really been able to do anything for a while.
Right.
anyways, all right, guys, enjoy the game. We'll be back tomorrow for the final podcast of the week just because, you know, I need to have a vacation. We'll talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.